reaction was huge because I really have a great love for the church, for the outreach that is necessary to bring people together. And when I was asked at a meeting to be a representative for our church, oh, I thought, what? At that time, I had just signed up to do a theology course. And I thought, what does this involve and how much time? And I thought, oh, it's crossing him. But within 5 minutes, I said, right. And my first encounter with Father Kevin was when there was a group established to meet in the south side of Dublin representing the parishes there. And he gave us a rundown of what was happening and laid emphasis on the input from Vatican II, in the sense that our Archbishop had looked at the possibility of themes and drew from Lumen Gentium, communion with Christ and with one another. And this was accepted by the Holy Father. And the Holy Father, actually, when he announced that the Congress would be in Dublin, he announced that at the last Congress in Quebec in 2008. And his words at that time was that he would hope that it would be a time of renewal for the Irish Church. I just felt this is what Ireland needs, though many felt it was the wrong time. With hindsight, it was a blessing, and it was the intervention of the Lord, I think, as he always has done in history. When the church is in trouble, we need something to bring us back.
But let's start at the very beginning, Julia. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to become one of the 2,000 people who will be the army of volunteers for this ecclesial event.
Well, I myself have retired, and I am absolutely thrilled to be involved with the Congress. And to be involved as a volunteer gives you an opportunity of doing something concrete and positive for the church, to be of service to one another and to keep going until we literally drop. It is very important that we give and receive, and that we have a love for one another and an understanding of God's love for us. He is the one who loved us first. And to be part of that and to be an example for others insofar as we can, and to bring them with us, is the message of the gospel. And it is wonderful that everything is happening, and the 50th anniversary as well of the Vatican Council. And that was a wonderful time in the church, and we have to return to it. And our own Archbishop and the Pope were happy that the theme for the Congress was taken from the documents of Vatican II, in particular Lumen Gentium.
There's just under 2 months to the beginning of Congress now in Dublin. And as I said earlier, you are one of the 2,000 people who have answered the call to be volunteers for this Congress. You have been busily preparing over the last 2 years. Can you speak to us perhaps about the type of people who are volunteering?
Well, you'll be surprised to know that I was at one of the training sessions last Saturday, facilitating, and I met two gentlemen, one who was 1 year old at the last Congress and the other who was 4 year old at the last Congress. And I marvelled that they were prepared to be present for 5 days during the Congress. And I said, will you be able for the hours? Yes, most certainly we will. So that really shows what determination, strength of purpose, and obviously God-filled lives can engender. There are many people who are young students and are giving of their summer vacation. other people are nurses, doctors, etc., who have taken the week off at their own expense. Many are from the country, and they are coming up to find accommodation in Dublin and are delighted to give up their time to this great cause.
Now, of course, one of the main tasks for volunteers will be to ensure the smooth running of the Congress. They are really going to be the hands-on people for all pilgrims taking part in this week-long event. I mean, you need to stress it's over an entire week. Many of these pilgrims, hopefully, will also not be necessarily from Ireland, but will be coming from other countries. Can you talk to us a little bit about the welcome that foreign pilgrims to Congress can expect from volunteers from Dublin and from Ireland and the Irish people in general?
Well, the Irish people generally have a good welcome for everybody, and we're only dying to meet our volunteers from abroad, and they will receive a great cave meal of Fáilte. And there is a warmth that we want to extend to people, because that comes from the heart and the heart. And there will be room in every house to facilitate these people, and there will be support during each day, and we will support one another.
Julia, what are your hopes for this Congress?
My hope for this Congress is that the true spirit and theme of the Congress will become a reality for all. Communion with Christ and with one another. And that really means being all things to all men, to have a love for people, and to realize that we are all temples of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Spirit of baptism. We're empowered by it as confirmation. And we are fed and nourished by the bread of life. And in becoming what we receive, we give that out to others. We're more understanding of other people if we see them as temples of the Holy Spirit. We will not be unkind. We will see others' point of view. And we won't carry grudges. So reconciliation should flow, we hope, from this Congress.